Post-Hypnotic Press presents an unabridged recording of The Natural Step Story, Seeding a Quiet Revolution, by Carl Henrik Robed, narrated by Cochrane Keating. Foreword, Ray Anderson. Its beginning can be traced to the inventive act of one man. The man was Thomas Newcomen. The invention was the steam-driven pump. The year was 1712, and what began was the Industrial Revolution. The pump solved a big problem, water in the English coal mines, water that needed to be removed if the miners were going to use their time efficiently to mine. So, for the first time ever, nature, stored sunlight a billion years old, was harnessed and turned on nature to exploit nature through the power of a machine, for the sake of miner productivity, more coal per man-hour, then more iron per man-hour, and more textiles per man-hour, and on and on. Today, the mantra includes more computer chips per man-hour and more gizmos per man-hour. Same system, same goal, more sophisticated products. The chosen route to elusive abundance for all continues to be increasing labor productivity at the expense of nature. When people were scarce and nature was bountiful, seemingly unlimited, what could be more sensible than to extract and use nature to increase human productivity? And when nature was bountiful, seemingly unlimited, what could be more sensible than to dump the polluted remains of exploited nature back into nature? Never mind how much pollution, never mind how poisonous, nature could handle it. That is the way the Industrial Revolution unfolded. Taking, making, wasting, and polluting, as Paul Hawken describes in his landmark book, The Ecology of Commerce, Harper Business, 1993, in pursuit of increased labor productivity, thus prosperity. There was no plan.